Report, far-left blog site Think Progress to shut down. By Robert Krajicek on September 6, 2019. Think Progress, a news media subsidiary of the Center for American Progress, CAP, a left-wing and partisan Democrat political organization founded by Clinton insider John Podesta, has shut down due to financial insolvency, reported the Daily Beast on Friday. The Daily Beast wrote. The outlet, which served as an editorially independent project of the Democratic Party think tank Center for American Progress, will stop current operations on Friday and be converted into a site where CAP scholars can post. Top officials at CAP had been searching for a buyer to take over Think Progress, which has run deficits for years, and according to sources, there were potentially three serious buyers in the mix recently. But in a statement to staff, Navi Nayak, the executive director of the Center for American Progress Action Fund, said the site was ultimately unable to secure a patron. Think Progress's claims and content are regularly featured by news media outlets such as The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Politico, HuffPost, The Guardian, and similar platforms. Their personalities have often appeared on podcasts, cable news programs, and radio shows to offer political commentary. Think Progress alumni include Jedlgum, who left the outfit to launch a political newsletter, and Li Fang, who is now with The Intercept. The Daily Beast also listed some of Think Progress's alumni as evidence of the operation's success. A testament to its success is found in the list of prominent alumni currently working in politics and journalism. That list includes Fai Shakir, who now serves as Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign manager, Amanda Turkle, the D.C. bureau chief of the Huffington Post, Nico Pitney, the political director at NALIS, Alex Seitzwald, a top campaign reporter for NBC News, Ali Gharib, a senior news editor at The Intercept, and Matt Iglesias, one of the founding members of Vox. The Daily Beast made no mention of either Bill or Hillary Clinton in its article on Think Progress's closure despite CAP's founding by Podesta. Jennifer Palmieri later worked as CAP's CEO before joining Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign as its communications director. Neera Tandon, CAP's current CEO, has held varying political roles with both Bill and Hillary Clinton. Despite Think Progress being an arm of CAP, it describes itself as editorially independent of CAP. CAP made no mention of its closure via its website or social media profiles at the time of this article's publication. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.